Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Oklahoma, not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Friday, June 27th. That'll be broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time, central time for the video auction. 15,500 head to be offered. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. The rains didn't arrive as early as we would have liked to have seen them in the southern Great Plains to help with early spring pasture and forage, but started around Memorial Day, and we've had a lot of rain since then across a lot of the southern Great Plains, and livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that has really helped forage conditions a great deal, and that's really helped the optimism of our cow-calf operators as well. And he believes there's a real desire out there now for herd expansion to move forward in several key mama cow states, including Texas and Oklahoma.
I really think so. I think herd expansion is underway. If you compare the first half of this year to the first half of last year, it's been a dramatically different situation. You know, even coming into the year, we had better hay supplies. It was kind of a long, cold winter, but we got through it in a little better shape. Much of the country had improved in terms of moisture conditions already. Now, with these rains hitting some of the harder hit drought areas, I don't know that those areas will immediately jump into expansion, but I think it stabilizes what's going on in those areas, sets them up potentially for some, you know, herd expansion to begin a bit later. But in the surrounding areas around those worst drought areas, I do think herd expansion is happening. And at this point, my prediction is that we will see for the first time in a number of years a net increase in the beef cow herd when we get new data in early 2015.
And that will certainly be cause for celebration if we're able to reclaim 2 or 3 million of those mama cows that we have lost because of drought over the last couple of three growing seasons. Meanwhile, on the international front, good news with Hong Kong saying they'll accept all U.S. beef. Dr. Peel says that has ramifications not just for a very good market in Hong Kong, but beyond that, into mainland China itself.
Well, I think there's several things about this. You know, Hong Kong last year in 2013 on an annual basis emerged as the number four beef export destination, somewhat larger quantities moving to Hong Kong compared to South Korea, which had been the number four market. And so we've seen this increase in Hong Kong. We know that a significant amount of that is being transshipped into China, even though we don't have official access to the Chinese market at this point. This latest development just adds more potential there by removing some of the restrictions. I don't know that we'll see a dramatic jump in exports to Hong Kong as a result of this. I'm not sure how much the restrictions were limiting things, but it certainly makes it easier and removes some of the uncertainty going forward and likely suggest that we will continue to see growth in that Hong Kong market. And at some point in time, that may shift over and become officially Chinese market access for the U.S. And so it will really continue what we're already seeing happening, I think. But it's certainly good news in that it does, you know, again, make it more certain and remove some of the restrictions in terms of access to that market.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Your Beef Checkoff does all kinds of things to help make sure consumers feel good about buying beef both here in the U.S. and worldwide, like working with chefs to create new beef recipes and put more beef on the menu, or educating healthcare professionals about how beef fits into a healthy lifestyle, or by helping you tell your beef story to those who have questions about where their food comes from. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing your views at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.